Our dear Heavenly Father, we worship you for this great privilege of your presence. Father, we don't take it for granted. Thank you so much. Lord, as we go into your word now, we ask, Lord, I come to ask under the covering of my fathers for fresh mercy and unction. So, Father, Lord, you will help me to minister this word, Lord God, as an oracle of God. I yield myself to you, Lord, and I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would take over. Lord, come and inspire, come and empower, and direct the words, Lord, that I speak. That I will speak, Lord, with humility and yet with power, with clarity and simplicity, in the comfort and the love of the Holy Spirit, so that this work will accomplish in all of our hearts, including my own, an internal, eternal work, making us all more humble and submitted to you, our minds further illuminated with revelation knowledge from you, and our emotions further controlled by the power of the fruit of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because as your word comes forth, Lord, you will strengthen our weak hands. You will confirm our feeble knees. You will dispel every fear. And Lord, you will cause, Lord, your peace to reign supreme and tabernacle in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for mercy. Help me to be concise, to be precise, not saying unnecessary things. But Lord, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom, Lord, bringing forth out of the treasure of your word things new and old to the praise of your glory. Let your name be glorified. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Brethren, thank you for your love, your encouragement and support. It's a great privilege for me to be here. This is and a great privilege that Pastor and Mommy have given me, and I pray that I will walk worthy and bring them joy and bring forth a word in purity as the Holy Spirit is leading me to do, as they have taught and demonstrated over the years, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy. Really love and appreciate you. The Holy Spirit has gone ahead of us, and the word that He gave me, it's actually, He gave me the word, but when I continued preparing it, I now saw that it's nothing new. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Some of the pastors been talking about, Pastor preached the message in 2016, I think, about the manifest presence of God. So the message today is hiding in His presence. Hiding in His presence. Let's say it together. Hiding in His presence. There's always been contention between good and evil. But we have entered a new level right now, where iniquity has abounded and it's an evil time. And so it's extremely critical that as Christians, we know how to hide ourselves and not walk around on a rainy day without an umbrella. That will not be our portion, in Jesus' name. So God has made abounding grace available in this time of abounding iniquity. But we must learn, and really now we must be able to operate effectively that abounding grace through abounding humility. Amen. All right, we'll get there. But so there's a contention. It's holiness versus worldliness. It's light versus darkness. If you say the truth, they're coming out to get you. And it's come to a point where if you stand for the truth, you make yourself a prey, like the Bible says. But God has risen, and God is arising. Amen. For as many as will know how to hide themselves, God will protect us in this evil time, in Jesus' name. And that's the word I bring. It's a word of encouragement that there's tremendous power available in God that is dynamic in its working. And that power will preserve us and proclaim that our God is alive. We will not be put to shame, in Jesus' name. That's the will of God. That's our portion. Amen. I'm going to claim it, and and live and walk worthy of it in Jesus' name. So, just like Pastor Dave preached beautifully in the Bible study this morning, he was talking about Cain and Abel. Why did Cain kill Abel? Because Abel showed him up. There is a part of the church that is showing up the other part of the church. And Satan himself is now come to attack that part. Because it is discrediting the picture he's trying to paint. And he's giving a different image of the God he has projected. Amen. Let's look at Psalm 31. Verse 19 to 20. Please give it to me in the King James. But God is going to shield Abel. The Abels of this time will not die. Amen. The Uriahs of this time will not die. They will hide themselves in the presence of God. Amen. Let's read it together. Oh, how great is thy goodness. Our God is good. Amen. Which thou hast laid up for them which what? Fear thee. Amen. Which thou hast, talking about the fear of God. Which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Next verse. Thank you. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Amen. There's this beautiful scripture that mommy has been quoting. Amen. Psalm 32, verse 7. Just comes to my mind right now. Let's read it together. It says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from what? I can't hear you. Thou shalt preserve me from what? Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. Our God is going to deliver songs. It's multiple songs. So He's going to do multiple deliverances. You'll be singing every time. You have a cause to sing each time. Because He will deliver you from everyone. You keep all of your bones. Not one is broken. Not even a little finger. God will not allow it. Amen. All right. So we see the NLT says, how great is the goodness you have stored up for those that fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. Hallelujah. You hide them in the shelter of your presence, safe from those who conspire against them. You shelter them in your presence. So we are carrying a mobile shelter. Hallelujah. It's a mobile shelter of protection, a mobile shelter of provision, a mobile shelter of comfort and encouragement. God is in that presence. So you can interact with God 3D, audio, visual, and touch. It's three-dimensional. You can interact in that presence. God can interact with you three-dimensional. It's His presence. Now, there's a difference between God's person and God's presence. God's person, the Father, is positionally in heaven. We see, Pastor has taught us that and reminded us a few weeks ago by giving us three scriptures that have a picture of each of the persons of the Godhead. I'm not going to go into that in detail, but the person of God is not the presence of God. The person of God is a person. We are made in His image and His likeness. So God has a head, He has a nose, He has two eyes, He has two limbs, upper, two limbs, lower. That's God, okay? Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 2 to 3 gives you a picture of the Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 4, it gives you, verse 1, gives the picture of God the Father on His throne. Okay? And it's, no, that's the picture. So you see the form of a man on the throne. Amen? You see that form is there. That's the person. No, but God's presence fills the universe. Look at Psalm 139. Verse 7. Please be quick. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Next verse. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. So what does he say? He's saying that God's presence is everywhere. It's in heaven, it's in hell, it's right where you are right now. But it's not always manifest. What we are talking about now is that you will be able to hide yourself in the manifest presence. And that presence will manifest to deliver you. That's the will of God for us. Amen? That's what God is going to do. All right? How does this work? No. So, let me just make that definition. What is the manifest presence of God? As pastors taught us. No. It is His love, His wisdom, and power manifest to our minds, our bodies, and circumstances in the physical realm. His love, His presence, His power manifest to our minds, our bodies, and our circumstances in the physical realm. Look at John chapter 14. Let's read that. This is how He's able to do it. This is how we align with Him so He can do it. John 14 verse 21. Quickly, thank you. 21, thank you. Okay. Wow. Lord have mercy. Amen. 21. We need to pray for them. Lord have mercy. Shakoteke mara mama ma. I will send the presence there. Amen. All right. Let's read together. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not unto the world? Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, and he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we will come unto him and what? Make our abode with him. Hallelujah. So you give God room by keeping what? The commandment there is the commandment of life and love. We keep that commandment so that he now makes his abode with us. Thank you very much. Okay? All right? So we see that. All right? I'm going to give examples. Look at Luke chapter 4, verse 29 to 30, quickly. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 4, 29. Let's read together. And they rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him onto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. And then he turned it on. Hallelujah. Verse 30. But he passing through the midst of them did what? Went his way. What happened? Power past power. Hallelujah. Give God a super clap offering. Thank God for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Even when they came to get somebody to arrest him, he said, well, no, who is Jesus? We are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He says, I am he. And everybody fell down. Then he toned it down again. You have power to lay down. You have power to take it up. You have power to turn out the presence. You have power to turn it down. It's available, brethren. God is telling us it's available, so we should hide ourselves. Look at Daniel chapter 3. We know the story. Verse 16 to 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let's read together. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. That is, we're not afraid to answer you. Okay, next verse. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Respectfully. Next verse. But if not, Pastor, we were talking about soldiers this morning. They are staying until the purpose is complete. If not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image thou hast set up. So, show your hand. We've come to that point now. We're not going to bow. And we're not going to burn. There is no media. They are giving us option. We choose neither. Hallelujah. We choose neither. We take the way that God has made for us. The way of love. Okay, that's look at verse 24 and 25. So they took them, tied them up, made the fire seven times hotter, threw them in. The people that threw them in died. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished. They will be astonished. They will be astonished. And rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? There said and said, true, O king. Next verse. He answered and said, lo, I see four men, what? Loose. How did they cast them in? bound, but they were in the fire loose. Hallelujah. Walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. What's that? Manifest presence. Old Testament. So God has not changed. He's just saying that now it's time for us to step into it. Let's step down. It's available. Let's walk in it. Amen. And not live like mere men. Amen. So now is the time to learn to live in God's presence. Don't move out on your own. Look at John chapter 7. It was that when there was the feast. Verse 1. Quickly. John 7, 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry because the Jews sought to kill him. So there was that contention there. Next verse. No, give it to me. Verse 3. Thank you. 3. His brethren therefore said unto him, be careful what brethren say to you. Be careful. Always check with God on the inside. Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. Verse 4. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and himself seeketh to be known openly. At this time they didn't believe in him. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. Brethren, we are not the ones showing ourselves to the world. Hallelujah. God is the one showing us to the world. So we're not showing ourselves. We're not putting forth ourselves. Amen. So it's important. Look at verse 6. Then Jesus said to them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. What was he talking about? It means that he is checking a particular clock. And when the time is right, he will know. Because the Holy Spirit will tell him, this is the time. But until that time, he waits. Until you know the will of God. And the timing of the will of God should stay put. Just because it's the will of God doesn't mean it's the timing of God. All right, that's the lesson. Next verse. The world cannot hate it, but me it hated, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Next verse. Go ye up unto the feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. This is a lesson for us, brethren. We move with his presence. I remember one time when David went to pursue the enemy. The first time God said, pursue them. Next time God said, wait. When you hear a sound in the mulberry trees, then you move. There is always a time. And the way God did it the last time, it's not necessarily the way he's going to do it this time. So we have to walk as barefooted priests. That's the will of God. Very important for us at this point in time. Amen? Okay. So we're not showing ourselves. We're speaking of him and seeking his glory, not our own. Look at John 7, verse 18. It's very important. John 7, 18. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. We seek his glory, not ours. And that is what makes you true. It's what makes you pure. Okay? And there is no unrighteousness in us. Amen? Amen. All right. Why? Why is this message important? God is showing the godly house to the rebellious house. They are all in the church, but there's a godly house and there's a rebellious house. And the idea is that they will be ashamed so that they will repent, learn, and be saved. Look at Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 10. 10 to 12. Let's read from verse 10. Ezekiel 43, 10. Thank you. Alright. Thou son of man. Let's read together. Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. So they are not building according to the pattern. And this house is according to the pattern. So they should get the correct measurements, the correct specifications. Next verse. Next verse. And if they be ashamed, I can't hear you. Are you on their side? And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house and the fashion thereof, and the goings out thereof, and the comings in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and what? Do them. They have been selecting the form and the ordinance that they will do. The one that is convenient, they select and say, this one is okay. The one that's not convenient, they leave it out. Humility is bondage. Submission. Correction. Prayer. They don't emphasize those things. And they don't, if they, even when they talk about it, they don't do it according to the form and the laws thereof. Verse 12. This is the law of the house. There's only one law in this house. There's only one Lord in this house. And there's only one law of the Lord in the house. Upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. It's a holy house. Holiness becometh thy house. It's a holy house. The end of this serving God, brethren, being a Christian, is holiness. Is becoming like Christ, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having this promise, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. It's in the scripture. You can't hide. That's there. Right there. By the mercy and the grace of God. Amen? So it's important. He's also showing. So there are two levels God is doing this in the house. He's doing it for the priesthood and he's doing it for the congregation. So he's showing the Zadok priesthood to the Levitical priesthood that has been defiled. Look at Ezekiel 44 verses 10. Verse 10. Let's look at Ezekiel 44 verse 10 quickly. And the Levites that are gone away far from me, gone away far. When Israel went astray, which went astray away from me after their idols, they shall even bear their iniquity. Next verse, verse 15. Give me verse 15 after this. Verse 15. 15. Okay? So they have gone away. You know, let me just say this so that we can save time. When you say they have gone away far, what have they done? They have omitted certain aspects of the law. Look at, let's jump to Matthew 23, verse 23. Matthew 23, 23. We're coming back there. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin. Tithing is in the word, is in the law, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye have done, and not to leave the other undone. And the longer you leave it, the further you go away. That's why the Bible says they were far away. And let's go back to Ezekiel 44. Verse 15. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went away from me, they shall come near to me, to minister to me. They shall stand before me. It's personal. Relationship. To offer unto me the fat and the blood. Jump to verse 23. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Next verse. And in controversy, they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments, and shall keep my laws and my statutes in all mine assemblies, and shall hallow my Sabbaths. These are sons of Issachar. They have understanding of the times that Pastor was preaching this morning. And they know what Israel ought to do. And have the capacity so they can stand in judgment. It's not theory. They've lived it for decades. So that they are qualified to stand to judge. by the mercy and the grace of God. And they judge like the Lord does, merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness and truth. Amen? All right? So there are two levels. So you and I are here. There's the priesthood, and of course, there's the saints. Let's look at the saints. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. And they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before them. For them that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name. Notice that the fear of God is key. And thought upon his name there. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That name is the name of love. The Bible says the righteous runs into it. That's where the presence is. That love takes us into the presence and locks the door. And Satan can't touch you in the presence. Okay, next verse. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. Say, I am his in Jesus' name. In that day when I make up my jewels and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Okay, next verse. And then you shall return. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. You cannot serve God on your own terms. You have to serve God on his terms. It's his terms. Or you're not serving at all. That is wickedness. If you're doing it on your own terms, then you're picking and choosing, then you're not a faithful servant. That's not the, so that's what God is saying here. He's saying that he will spare them. Spare them from what? From the temptation that is coming upon the rest of the world. Hallelujah. Alright? That's what he's sparing them from. And he will hide them in that presence. Amen. Second reason is that in that presence, God ministers comfort, healing, refreshing, encouragement, and guidance to us from his presence, and brings us into rest. Exodus 33, verse 12. Exodus 33. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up these people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. This work is too much for me alone. I can't do it alone. Who are you going to send with me? Yet thou hast said, I know thee my name, and thou hast found grace in my sight. Next verse. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Next verse. And he said, what did he say? My shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. In your family, God's presence is going with you. Amen. Even if you are a single parent, God's presence is going with you. Amen. In your office, you and your household, God's presence is going with you. That presence, you and the presence are complete. That's the only other thing you need. Because God is in that presence. He's the God of the presence. In this case, no, it was the angel of his presence. It was the angel, God sent, was the angel of his presence with Moses, you know. But in our own case, God is now come to make his abode, Father, Son, and that presence, so he can interact with them, all three of them. This is not a vision. It's not a vision. This is by faith. By faith, you created. I have set the Lord always for me. We'll get there. You know, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be. Give me Psalm 16, verse 8. Just to say, I'm sorry, let me just flow with the Holy Spirit. Psalm 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord sometimes when I have problems, when things are very good for me only. It's always something you do daily, consistently during the day. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. So, but because I have set him there, in my mind's eye, I can see him. Hebrews 11:27. It says, Moses endured, as seeing him who is invisible. It wasn't a vision. He was seeing him by faith. The Bible says, the Lord Jesus told us in John chapter 5, in verse 39. Give me John 5:39. John 5:39. Just trying to show you that. Search the scriptures, for in them You, no. Give it to me. I think it's 37, I believe. I see. It's 37. Thank you. Okay. And the Father himself, the Father sent all of us. The Father himself, which has sent me, had borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. So if you are hearing God's voice, you can see his shape by faith. It's by faith. You set it by faith. It's not vision, because visions can open the door for the devil. And the Bible says Satan, you know, can manifest as an angel of light. That's not our portion in Jesus' name. We're talking about that, about fellowshipping with God, a relationship with God, where you talk to God, you acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he directs your path. You talk to God in your thoughts, you talk to him with your audible voice, and he responds in your thoughts in real time. He responds in your emotions, and he responds in real time. Presence. Okay? So that presence goes with us, you know, everywhere we go. And he said, that's what David did when they were going to stone him after they came back to Ziklag and they found out they are taking everybody. I said, David encouraged himself in the Lord. It's from the presence. The Bible says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Whatever tribulation is coming, the presence is there to take you, and you just, if you obey God, you will take the brunt of it, and from that presence, you will turn defense into attack. That's the next thing. From that presence, the glory of God flows out of the presence to do mighty deeds. A shepherd boy with the presence of God defeated a giant that soldiers who are grown men were shaking in their boots. And he told them that this uncircumcised Philistine will be like the lion and the bear. The presence, you know, there's the boldness in the presence. There is wisdom in the presence. There is help in the presence. How can you take one stone? You took five, then you take one and you throw it. But no, it wasn't an ordinary throw. It was guided by the hand of God. And it went to the most sensitive part where there was no armor. God will hit your enemies where there is no armor. Where he expected him to come with a sword and a spear. You don't fight on their terms, you fight on the Holy Spirit's terms. Sometimes it means walking away from money. Sometimes you fight on the Holy. You fight with love. Love is a very composite weapon. Haven't you heard it? In the book of Exodus, it says many waters can... Is this Song of Solomon? It says many waters cannot drown love. If you would give all the substance of a house, it would not be enough to pay for it. Love is a very great weapon. Sometimes you forgo money and you win a soul. Like mommy says, what will you pay for a person's soul? Somebody God sent to you because you want to do your own back. Strife will rob you of the presence. We must avoid strife, brethren. We must avoid strife. It will rob us of the presence. Can't afford it. Unforgiveness, it will rob us of the presence. It's not worth it. You want to keep your home? Calm down. Calm down. Chill. Relax. What you are going through, there is more than enough in the presence. And they are doing it, they are doing that. Don't worry. Forgive. And go back into the presence. And let God refresh you. Let God renew you. And come out again. When God said they slap you on, you turn the other, he's assuming you have the presence with you. And if you walk the way you are supposed to be walking, so that when they come, but the day that their cup is full, until then, you stay on the mercy side. Even after that, you are still on the mercy side. We're not the one that judge. God is the one that judges. And when God is judging, you'll be praying for mercy. That means that you yourself are allowing the God of the presence to live inside you. So you are now, he's living inside you. That part of you that wants to get your own back and show them, they will never forget me. Some of us, we glory in our shame. The weakness of Moses, holy anger. Holy anger. Better call a spade. Be angry, but do not sin. If you sin, confess your sins and repent and go back and hide yourself in the presence. Oh, yes. Oh. Because sometimes, we take exit door that God did not open. As soon as you find out that you are out, this surrounding is very unfamiliar. Run back into the presence. And God will watch out for you. Amen. Amen. Let God know that. All right. And so we see that, what God did to David with Goliath. God is preparing a crop of youth that are going to be speaking with the enemy in the gate. Psalm 127 verse 4 and 5. Let's look at it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. They are youth by age, but spiritually they are no youth. Hallelujah. Next verse. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with the enemies in the gate. The gate is a place of authority. So they enter authority, even though they are youth. It's open, young people. Don't that narrative that you live to are old. No. This is the new dispensation. We remember our Creator in the days of our youth, when the evil days come not. And that's our portion. That's the part of the scripture we must believe and live out. Amen. Our sons as plants grown up large in their youth, large spiritually. Our daughters are sculptured corner pillars, polished after this. They have gotten to a place where they can carry spiritual weight, but they are our daughters. Hallelujah. That's who you are. That's your identity. Not the people that are running around and doing all that nonsense. God have mercy. How do we do it? All right, very, very important. Just a quick explanation. The presence of God is invisible waves. It's invisible waves. So you have a mobile phone, you have a television. That television is, if you watching satellite TV, you're using DSTV, for example, the satellite is sending out waves. And that the waves are invisible. All right? But if you have a satellite dish, it will trap those waves and direct them. Okay, now that when it directs it, it will be picked, it will direct it through cable to a television if it is plugged and on. There must be power source to the television, and with the satellite wave that is coming hits the dish sends it by cable to the television. Television is put on, you see picture and voice. That thing is coming from outer space. If you are watching President Biden, he's not in Nigeria. He's in America. But by the power of light and technology, they are bringing him into your living room. Today, on your phone, you can carry it around. And you are watching him on your phone. You go to the village, he's there. Yes, sir. Because they've put masks all over. You go to the village, he's there on your phone. You come to town, he's there. President Biden is giving his speech and you are with him. He's following you everywhere you are going. No, he's not. He's in one place. But by the power of land, that's what men have done. Those are men. Now what has God done? God's own. You can hear what President Biden is saying. Now, sometimes we see these journalists, sometimes, they can interact and ask them questions, Skype, they'll do all that, But really, in God's own, the prince is not just, you're not just seeing him. You can say, hello, daddy, and he will talk to you. I say, sir, please, I need, do I go left or right? He say, wait. It's interactive, three-dimensional transmission. The same way, there are waves coming from God all over the earth. Amen? And your born-again spirit is a satellite dish. It's a receiver. So you need to get born again. So you can receive God's signals. When you receive the signals, then those signals are then passed on to your soul, in your mind. But there's a key here now. The position of the antenna of your wheel is critical. If there's a wind and your dish moves direction, the dish is there, the power is there, but the picture is blurred. So we need to position our dish properly. And that dish is controlled by the wheel. So the analogy, bring it now, is in your wheel and my wheel. The alignment of our wheel determines the accuracy of the receptivity that you are getting from God. John chapter 7, verse 17. John 7, 17. If any man will do his will, that is, if he is willing to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So if you are willing, you will receive it. If you are willing to do it, you will get the signal. If you are not willing, you will not get it. So you can be willfully ignorant. You will not get it. So that willingness, that alignment of your will with the will of God, submission of your will to the will of God, is key to receiving God's signals. And then those signals are then transmitted to your soul. Now your soul has to be renewed by the mind of God, by the word of God, for us to be able to see what God is saying. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, it says that we transform by the renewing of our mind. We renew our mind with the word of God. So that renewed mind is the avenue through which God is able to speak to you and guide you and direct you and direct me. So it's important. So look, the born again spirit, the renewed mind, amen. All right. And then the last one is the will. Okay. So in that way, God is able to talk to us. God is able to direct us. God is able to speak with us. Now, the key here is to make sure that there is power in the system. If there is no power in the system, you would still not get the desired effect of the manifest presence. So, that power is twofold. Power of prayer, and then the power that you get from practicing love. It's very important to walk in love, because that love, the more you walk in it, the more the presence. The more you walk in it, the more you make your abode. So we go out each day looking for opportunities to walk in obedience, looking for opportunity to walk in the will of God, looking for opportunity to walk in humility, so we can tap into the abounding grace that is in the air. And that grace will now lift us over every temptation. Particularly when we keep the law diligently. Okay? So, the first thing, as Pastor has taught us, is that we pray 1 hour every day. That's battle prayer. Pastor Dre mentioned that. Okay? As a very early in the day, and then we generate the power. We generate that power, you know, corporately at Good Morning Jesus prayers, and make declarations in the air every day. So as by 6 o'clock, you are up and running, airborne. That's the reality. We are airborne by 6 o'clock. He's late. Anything he does after that is late. We are airborne. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, and even if it comes before then, there's covering, because you are willing. If any man is willing to do, there's covering. You are willing to do so. Covering will cover for you until you are able to do it. Amen. So he cannot, the whole system is intricately woven together under apostolic authority. So that's very important, that at the very top of this is the Lord Jesus Christ, under whom we now have apostolic and prophetic fathers who are providing covering. And then we have that corporate praying in the morning, very early. You pray with all types of prayer. Okay? And when you do that, you generate the spiritual power. Then the next thing is now do our own prayers. No, we pray at least 4 times a day. No, these are things that we have been taught. So we're going to just look at the scriptures, you know, and remind ourselves of these things. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. It's very important to do these things. And these words which I command you this day shall be where? In thine heart. It's talking about your spirit, soul, will, mind, emotions. There, okay? All right? Next verse. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So it's talking about every 6 hours. Okay, so we do so, and there are things, specific things to pray for. Number one, we choose the fear of God every day. You know, and it's 4 times a day, minimum, at least 4 times a day. And the pastor did, he said, don't wait for the opportunity to create it, preempt it, so that, and do things ahead, you know. And then in between, you do Jude 20:21. Jude 20:21. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Very important. Praying only. Next verse. Keep yourselves where? In the love of God. In the presence. Because the love takes you in. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. That presence now keeps you. Acknowledge God. So we acknowledge God for His mercy, you know, at every opportunity, in every temptation, you know, and at least once every hour. So whatever level you are, you're looking to do it more frequently. You're not satisfied that, oh, this is where I am. You're looking for, because you need to really hide yourself. Because what you're doing by doing this is that you are boosting the God signals. When you get into the day and, you know, this work has come, that responsibility has come, you had to go and do this, you had to go and do that, there was traffic and all that. Sometimes we lose our bearings a bit. Hello? So you boost the signal. And the signal, and so you can hear God in the traffic. And God says, let it go, just let it go. Let it go. And turn right. No. And you find out that, which way did you come? Oh, I came this way. God help you. There's terrible traffic on the other way. Because of God. So it's very important. So you need God every moment. Because the enemy doesn't fight fair. But thank God we have a Holy Ghost that sees everything ahead. So He goes ahead and just tells us. So we have to trust implicitly. We have to trust. If God says do this, just do it. Just test it and begin to practice. That's the key. Amen? All right? So that's important. Now the next thing is the Word of God. We read our Bibles daily. And we listen regularly, at least once a week, to anointed apostolic and prophetic teachers. That's very important, because when we do that, we feed our spirits, we renew our mind. Those two things. You're renewing the mind and you're feeding it because it's food. Because the man shall not live by bread alone. So it's bread. It's spiritual bread. It's food for the spirit man. It keeps you strong. And then also, it gives you light from apostolic fathers, because in their light, we get light. So when you get the key of the light, you can interpret and unlock things concerning you for that day. That's the will of God. Amen. Okay. And then on top of that, we meditate the Word of God. Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true and honest and just, you meditate. Each time you meditate, you are writing the law on your heart. That's what you're going to do under pressure. what you have, what is written on our heart. Look at Hebrews chapter 8, I believe it is, verse 8. Yes, on the lovely. Think on these things. Okay? No, no, verse 8. Hebrews 8, 8. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Next verse. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them out of Egypt, when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not. Next verse. This is a different covenant. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws where? In their, I can't hear you, in their mind, and write them where? And I will be to them a God, and shall be to me a people. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. So we operate these laws, you know, this spiritual law, you know, we read, speak, pray, think, and practice the word of God. And that's the final thing is we practice God's word. We walk in love. Love. We look for opportunities to love. To practice divine love. Look at 1 John chapter 4 as we close. Verse 12. Thank you. Verse 12. Not 1. No man has seen God at any time. We're talking about physical. But if we love one another, God dwells in us. And his love is perfected in us. That means that the love of God is moving from your spirit to your soul to your body. Where you have intimacy with God. You know, that you have intimacy with God in your to reproduce the Son of God in our mortal flesh. Next verse. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. It's by his spirit leading us, guiding us in that place that we practice that love. And reproduce the Son of God. And that presence is stronger until we inherit the glory. Notice that Lord Jesus Christ had the glory. Had the glory on him, but he didn't stop him hiding himself in God's presence. He knew when to move, when not to move. He knew when his time had not come, when it was not full come. He knew. It's important, brethren, that we allow the Holy Spirit to hide us in his presence. Let us pray. And let's talk to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us ask God to have mercy on us and help us. In that presence, interact with that presence by faith. Receive of him in that presence. Bible says walk by faith, not by sight. God is a very present help. He's present every time. And we need to tap into it. And the more you practice, the better you get at it. So we can't afford spiritual laziness. We can't afford strife. Don't let the devil rob you of your prayer time. rob you with responsibilities and legitimate cares, so you can't read your Bible. It's not the will of God. I know they're legitimate. It means you wake up earlier and get it done. If you prioritize it, God will prioritize you. The Lord is talking about priority. Look at Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. The scripture God just dropped in my heart. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 8. Can you go back to verse 6? Okay, verse 5. We're talking about priority. Verse 5, please. Yes. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Now he's talking different levels of priority. Forsake her not, and she will what? She will preserve you. If you go the extra step to love her, she will what? Keep you. Next verse. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. With all that getting, get understanding. Next verse. Exalt her, and she will what? Promote. You see, the more you give to her, the more place you give to her, the more she gives back to you. Amen. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Verse 9. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. That's our portion. Amen. Let us stand. I want to go
where the rivers cannot overflow.
Where my feet are on the rock.
Where my feet are on the rock.
I want to hide.
I want to
where the blazing fire.
Where the blazing fire cannot
in your presence.
In your presence, oh God.
In your presence.
In your
Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that you've sent to me today, showing me that it is your will for me now to perfect, hiding myself in your presence as I walk deliberately and consciously in humility and in divine love. So Heavenly Father, I ask for mercy. Mercy to be faithful, to choose daily the fear of God, to keep your word constantly in my mouth, in my heart, so I can do it, so that your life will flow in my heart, through my soul, into my body, and it will enable me to practice divine love, to exercise humility, to walk away from strife and unforgiveness, so that in this day you will hide me. Amen. Let's pray in the spirit. Rabakatobia, jegedebebenta masomba som, randebedetomba, mambakatebe sonde, ungedebebedi, katobaye bari kabato, lebotembo satan, tobe bobobobobo, robobobobobo, robobobobobo kote masai, jangedea, rabababam, kedo, rene, rodo, Medebeka, Robocote Masere, Robaco, Randebelea, Robababa, Beke de Bebedia, Robacotema, Gecolabodie, Robobo Paco, Meco Balea, Rebababa Cote, Robobaba, Mecalabatonde, Yorina Badebo Cotobaca de Bea, Robobo, Menga de Bebeta, Rasa Sombere, Minga de Baton, Menga de Bebedia, Robababa Bobo Cotebosene. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you need healing in your body, let's practice that now. The presence is here. Say, like blind Bartimaeus, Lord, have mercy on me. And by faith, receive it. Thank Him for it. If you have a need, financial, receive it from the presence. And do that on your own when you're alone with the Lord. Amen.
My God, in your presence, I belong. That's where I belong.
Seek in your face, Lord.
Seek in your face.
And bless you, Lord God, for this wonderful time today in your presence. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for great mercies. Lord Jesus, we thank you for abundance of your grace. Lord Holy Spirit, the sweetness of your love, your presence, and your counsel through your word to us today. I want to thank you, Lord, for the covering of our fathers and their prayers that have created this wonderful atmosphere for us to grow, to rejoice, and to be fed therein. Father, we return to you all the glory. And so we come under the covering of our fathers, under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd and bishop of our souls, and we declare to him, the Lord bless and keep us all. The Lord make his face to shine upon us, and the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us. The Lord our God gives us peace, and God makes us head and not tail. And so we're above only and not beneath. And so we prosper in everything we set our hands upon to do. We are at least 10 times better than our peers by an ever-increasing enlightenment of our minds in Jesus' name. And so we possess the gates of our enemy, even the gates of death. So we shall live, we shall not die. We shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. Yes, the Lord satisfies us with long life, and he shows us his salvation, even the perfection and the fullness of Christ. The manifestation of the glory of the Spirit without measure is now imminent in the name of Jesus. And so we continue to declare upon us, Lord, the Lord puts now the anointing and cover and send me the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.